off the ball.
GAA. That's the key to beating Limerick. You've got to take all your chances, and you know Pat Ryan and the Cork lads will be well aware of that, you know, considering what they've got to face.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition.
The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, attention turns to the All-Ireland Football Quarterfinals, Galway's injury concerns, and tributes continue to pour in for the late, great Micheála Mura Hartig. But first, all eyes will be on Croke Park this weekend for the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Quarterfinals. First up on Saturday, Armagh face Roscommon. That has a 4 o'clock start. That'll be followed by the meeting of defending champions Dublin, who take on Galway at 6:15. And then on Sunday, it'll be Donegal up against Louth, while Kerry face Derry. The tribesmen go into the game at Dublin on the back of a 3-point win over Monaghan last weekend. Speaking afterwards, Galway star John Maher said the win sets them up nicely for this weekend.
Third quarter, you really put the elbow down and arm wrestled your way back in the game.
Absolutely, yeah. And good to get that impact off the bench. I think a few lads coming off the bench, chip scorers, so that's great. Yeah.
Got to score yourself. You the fella beside you as well was fairly swinging them over.
Yeah. Paul Conroy, he's playing great football, and it's a nice chip in with a point as well.
And it's nice again, little scenes at the end, the big roars, everyone out on the pitch. Disappointing result last week, but it's made it right now.
Yeah, well, we played good football for about 55 minutes last week, and we just wanted to put a more complete performance together today. We didn't win any league games here during the campaign, but I think we've won all our championship games at home now, so it's nice to give that back to the fans, and it's great to get that support for the last home fixture.
Yeah, I suppose we'll
need it up in Croke Park now.
Yeah, I was about to say that ultimately back in Croke Park, who you wanted to be, no matter who you get in the draw, it's going to be a big fish.
It will. It'll be a tough draw regardless of who we get, but we're up for the challenge. And looking forward to it.
You can sense a little bit of a buzz already.
Yeah, absolutely. It's where we wanted to be. It's where we couldn't get last year. So yeah, of course, yeah. We're buzzing in the dressing room now.
Galway go into that game with Dublin with some injury concerns. Star forward Shane Walsh lasted just 25 minutes of the win over Monaghan before he limped off with a thigh injury. Damien Comer, though, did feature against Monaghan. That was just the fourth appearance this year for the All-Star forward. He'd been out of action due to a hamstring injury picked up against Derry in the group stages. Tributes are continuing to pour in for the late, great Micheála Mura Hartig following the legendary broadcaster's passing this week at the age of 93. Of course, some of his iconic lines of commentary have been shared and discussed this week. Off the Ball spoke to the players involved in one of his most famous lines.
Pat Fox has it on his hurl and is motoring well now, but here comes Joe Rabbit, hot on his tail. I've seen it all now, a rabbit chasing a fox around Croke Park. Pat Fox, Joe Rabbit, good morning, lads.
Morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Oh. You've that line gets mentioned a lot, I would imagine, Joe.
Yeah, I suppose, first of all, I would just like to, what Kieran said there yesterday was a kind of a sad day for a lot of people in the GAA circle. So it's like, you know, someone that passed away in your own family, because I suppose I spent 12 years, or no, Galway, and of them 12 years, Micheál would nearly come into the dressing room. And, you know, before matches. And he used to bring a calmness and a kind of a, you know, it was lovely to see him come in and he'd tip off and go about his business again. But going back about the quote, I suppose I hear an awful lot of it nowadays. You know, you could be talking to somebody and they say, this is your Abbott, he's Mr. Hurl of Galway. And more than likely they say, oh yeah, you're the Joe Rabbit, Pat Fox, Micheál Mura Hartig King, aren't you? Yeah, and I'm nearly better known for that than I am for my hurling.
Pat?
Yeah, I agree with Joe there, everything he said, yeah. Yeah, look at that. I tell you, a great man, very sad for his family. I knew the man since I was on the Tipperary team for the last 20 years, and I met him on our staff 50 years ago. And like, what a man to know, because he just had this aura of friendship about him. And like, every person that ever met him loved him, you know what I mean? And you couldn't say enough about what he'd done for the and for his commentary, for the way he put matches across. And as we all said, he made four matches good, and he was such a lovely man. And there's not enough I can say about him. And then as for the fox after the round, Joe was dead right. like I have a pub in Cashel, and every person that comes in to say hello to me, you're the fox. Well, the way they put it, you're the fox, yes, the rabbit. Like, as you said, we're better known for that at home, exactly.
Cork's All-Ireland winning hurling captain Tomás Mulcahy meanwhile says it was a pleasure to work at Micheál.
Like, I was lucky enough to have 25 years working with RTE, so I had the pleasure of being up in, we say, the Crow's Nest, whether it was Barkie Greave or Turles or Limerick or Croke Park. And beside you, you would have the great man Micheál, and he'd done radio commentary, and I was lucky enough to do one or two co-commentaries with him. But when you see the man in action and you're sitting at home and anybody on the radio, you can't see the face. But to see the man in action was just incredible. It was so brilliant to watch. I mean, he could be in a position where he's sitting down, he's his family members on either side of him, he's going into commentary, and suddenly the game bursts into a wealth of excitement.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.